How's it going, everybody? And welcome into another episode of Smitty Sports Talk. And we got to talk about the moron that's a point guard for the 76ers. There's a guy by the name of Ben Simmons that it's hard to believe that this guy's real life. It's hard to believe that this guy does things. It computes these things in his head and thinks it's okay for him to do at a professional level. Ben Simmons today got kicked out of practice by Doc Rivers, and he has been suspended for conduct detrimental after being unwilling to engage in practice, which is against his contract, which means he has been suspended one game. Doc Rivers, well, it's not technically 100% through his contract, but in his contract, he is supposed to show up and play for the 76ers, which he signed, let me tell you, 1.5 years ago, after the 2019 season. So this guy is a moron, and the guy is supposed to speak today. I'm not going to call him by his name very much other than Ben. I don't want to talk about his name. I don't want to even talk about this guy, but he makes it so hard to ignore anything this guy does because he wants to be the center of attention of everything he does. He's a moron. He is a clown. You name it. He's a prima donna. He thinks he can do anything he wants. He's being fined for everything he does. He's losing money at a rate that I don't think an NBA player has ever lost this much money since they arrived in Philadelphia on October 11th, ever before, in a seven-day period. So let's forget about all that beginning stuff. Ben Simmons today was supposed to speak with media on Tuesday after practice, just like everybody else on the team, just like Coach Doc Rivers, anyone else that was assigned to speak. He decided, I'm going to kick myself out of practice, not perform in practice, just stand there, act like a moron in front of my teammates, act like a loser, make it miserable for everybody else, put on a hissy fit, and not do anything. And, well, Ben, congrats. You succeeded, buddy. You succeeded real well. You're making yourself look real good in the situation. You're trying to turn, and we've known this Sixers team into a villain. The Sixers have some blame. Sure, they have blame for not dealing him. Sure. But this whole nonsense with Ben Simmons and him and his contract and wanting out, it's ridiculous. Yes, the Sixers should have pulled the trigger a year ago when they had the chance. Last year, when they had the chance, when the Harden rumors were coming up and rumors that good players, sure, that's a mistake on the Sixers side. But right now, Ben Simmons, this is all on you, pal. This is all on you. You're supposed to be the guy that shows up with their new contract and be a role model for smaller players, be the bigger man, and improve to get better. This guy doesn't want to get better. This guy's pathetic. He doesn't want to get better. He's been told his entire life that he's so good, that he's great. He should be praised. Everything he does should be praised and held in the air and awarded. But, buddy, you haven't done jack. You haven't done anything. I don't know if you realized, but what have you done? What have you done since you got in Philadelphia? Rookie of the year? Sure, rookie of the year. A defensive first team? Sure, defensive first team. But what have you done for the playoffs? What have you done to help this team other than what you've done your rookie year? Have you improved every single year? Let me tell you, the answer is no. He's the same player. Maybe he's a little bit better defensively. Sure, I'll give him that. But he's not improving on weaknesses he knows he should perform on and improve on. He's not doing it. As we get to I can't even know where to start. This guy just makes me ill. He actually makes me ill. He makes me sick. But we're going to dive into the press conference when Doc Rivers gets asked to go to the podium today. Doc's saying this is Doc's words. I can't believe I'm actually saying this. Every day, every single moment, I'm going to give Ben a chance to join the team with us. Those are Doc's words, quote unquote. Doc Rivers has to say this, okay? He needs to say this, and you know why? It's just ridiculous I'm bringing this up. But Ben Simmons and his agent, Rich Paul, who I think is a very flawed agent, by the way, very flawed agent, very, very flawed, can't go against the Sixers in any legal action whatsoever, which is ridiculous. I'm bringing this up because I wouldn't put it past Ben to do something stupid like this, to go into his contract and try to say that the team is not welcoming. No, buddy. You have to welcome yourself to your teammates because you're a grown man. You're 25. Figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be doing this every single day. You cannot put yourself in the center of media and not expect media members to be mad or to question you, and then you run away from it because you're scared and you're a pansy. So relax. You got to figure it out, Ben. Figure it out. The Sixers should never have to ask you to show up and join the team. That should be an automatic thing as your duty as a professional basketball player for the 76ers organization. Doc also stated, if you don't want to practice, then leave. And that's exactly what he did. If you don't want to practice, Ben, then go. And what does Ben do? Drop the ball on the floor, walk out the door, adios, doesn't say bye. Just right there in the instant. Gone. I mean, the guy doesn't want to be here, obviously. He didn't want to be here. He doesn't intend to play a game. But pal, what the hell are you doing? You're making yourself look so bad. No team wants you if you're going to put on this type of show every single day. You're putting on a show of practice. Sure, run through the motions. You can't even stand in a team huddle at the end of practice. You're back behind everybody dribbling the ball, which is rude in the first place because your coach, a well-respected coach in Doc Rivers, is addressing the team. That in itself should never happen. The fact that you're sitting there and doing it and then have the audacity to just leave. Good for you, Ben. I'm happy you're happy, pal. I'm happy you're out. Because let me tell you, your teammates do not want you there. They can say whatever they want to the press. I know. Everyone else knows. Nobody wants you there. If you're going to be there, they're going to want you to give 100%. But they know you're not. You're not going to give 100%. If you were to play for this team right now, you'd walk through the motions 30%. I'd give you 30% and just walk up and down the court, maybe to pass a ball away, walk around the court. You're not going to hustle. I know you're not going to hustle anywhere, so don't worry. I'm asking you to run up and down the court. Don't ever assume I would ask a professional player to actually hustle up and down a court and perform for a basketball team. Then came, in this press conference after practice, Joel Embiid came to the podium. And let me tell you something. Joel Embiid's the man. That guy gets it, and that guy deserves all the praise he gets for what he said today. Joel Embiid stated, this is a question about Ben Simmons. At this point, I don't care about that man. He can do whatever he wants. End quote. Good. These players are here to babysit you, Ben. You're a man. Do whatever you want. If you want to leave, leave. Don't show up and try to make everybody else miserable because you're miserable because you don't want to do anything. Just go. Don't show up. Just go. Just take all your fines, pay all your fines, and get out. Because guess what? The more you miss and the more you don't show up, the less you're getting paid, and you're not going to get paid. I'd rather you sit down, never play a game. I'd lose games. I can't say that, but I wouldn't put you out on the floor. I want you to lose money every game. Just lose money. That's all you care about is your money. So it's all you care about. I can't wait to watch you lose every penny you got, every penny you earned, which let me tell you, buddy, you didn't really earn it. You're in your second year of your contract. You got to figure it out as a person, a professional, to do your job and do it right. And you don't know how to do that. So I applaud you, pal, for being you. And Ben knows what he's doing, right? He knows what he's doing. He's trying to make this as miserable for the 76ers and the team as possible because he doesn't want them to succeed. He doesn't want to see anything in this franchise succeed. He wants to see Doc fail. Probably wants to see him fired. He wants to see everybody in this organization to fail. And you know what? Good for him. I'm happy he's in his feelings. I'm happy he's hurt by the team for whatever reason, what the team did. I'm happy that he is who he is. He's a loser and a coward, and he doesn't deserve anyone's attention. I defended, let me tell you this right now, everybody that's listening to this, anyone that does listen to this, I defended Ben Simmons to the brim of my hat forever. I said he brings so much to a team defensively. He brings so much to a team facilitating with his passing, with his quickness up and down the floor, drawing a defense in. He does. And that is a true statement. He does bring a lot of attention. He does do that effectively. But at some point, when are we going to figure it out, man? When are we going to figure it out? There's more to your game that you can accomplish. There's more to improve on the game that you have, and you don't want to. That's nobody else's fault but your own. And he knows it. He doesn't care, though. He thinks he's great. I remember a quote, or a thing that he said at a press conference. I think it was like the end of last year, or not the end, but during last year. Said, I'm an all-star. I'm an all-star, aren't I? What do you mean I'm not good? What do you mean I have to improve? I'm an all-star. What else you want from me? Ben, what's that mean? What does that mean? Dwayne Wade was an all-star 2 years ago. Right? I mean, he was. So, Ben, what does that mean? You're an all-star. Congrats. The guy doesn't have the will to get better. He thinks he's the best. It's pathetic. I can't get over a player. I don't know a player that's more hated than Ben Simmons right now in the city. There's no one close. I don't think it will be close for a long time with how this guy acts on and off the field. Unbelievable to me. Guy's a moron. He's a loser. He's missing practice on purpose to get out of media day, to get out of talking to media because he's scared to come up against Philly reporters and talk to people in Philadelphia and try to get his side of whatever story he thinks he's going to have. It's ridiculous. The guy just shouldn't. I can't get over that in my head. You're missing practice on purpose to get out of talking to media because you will curl up and crumble under any type of pressure ever against you, Ben. You never had pressure. And I wouldn't even call it pressure. It's people doing their damn job. And you're going to crumble and cry about it and just leave practice. You're out. Because you don't want to do what you're supposed to be doing as a professional basketball player in the NBA. It's the NBA. It ain't high school. It isn't college anymore. You don't do your job, you get punished and consequences for it. And he is. And he will continue to be punished for it. That's all I got for Ben because this guy makes me nuts. I can't wait to see what tomorrow holds. You know there's more. There's more. So he's not going to play in the opener on Wednesday against the New Orleans Pelicans. Oh, well, good for him. I'm happy that he gets to sit down, do whatever he wants, not watch anything, not travel with the team, and just, you know, be him. So good for Ben. I'm happy he's in a good place. The Sixers, I can't be more happy how they're handling this. They're handling this really well for being put in the situation. So that's all I got for Ben. And until tomorrow or until next time he speaks, or no, he's not going to speak. Let me get that right. Until someone else speaks, either his teammates, coach, I don't know, Rich Paul, his brother, his sister, his grandma, his mother, his dog, his cat, whoever speaks, I'll be here for it. But until then, that's all I got. Ben, adios, man. I hope you're happy. You can't be doing that stuff. See you guys later.